just as Jacob sent Joseph to figuratively die and rise again for the deliverance of the nations from famine, the Father has sent the Son to die and rise again for the deliverance of the nations from not only physical famine, but spiritual famine, all kinds of famine. And Psalm 107 is this psalm of thanksgiving to God for the deliverance that he's given to his people. And I just want to go through a few of the sections here. We read, "Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, were afflicted. Their soul abhorred all manner of food, and they drew near to the gates of death." The sinner starves his soul of food, and he approaches death because of it. It continues, "Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. Our God hears all those who call on him with a sincere heart. All of those who call on the name of the Lord will be saved." It continues, "He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions." God's word is sent. God's sent word heals. God's sent word delivers. God's sent word feeds. The sent word of God is salvation, and Jesus is that sent word. It continues, "Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing." And that's precisely what we're doing here. We are declaring the finished work of Christ on the cross. We are declaring his death till he comes again, and we are offering a sacrifice of thanksgiving to the sent word who heals and delivers and feeds souls in famine. So come and welcome to Jesus Christ.